Education is said to be the passport to the future, for tomorrow belongs to those who prepare for it today. But the case of a slum, which is home to most illiterates and where education is a luxury, is not a right. What is the future of those who are denied education? In this feature, Radio Ghana's Yvonne Atiligo measures the impact of the only adult education school at Old Fadama, which has brought hope to school dropouts and those who had never been to school. I had heard of Old Fadama, otherwise known as Sodom and Gomorrah, for about 8 years, but had never been there. Recently, I met a friend by name Abdallah, who had stayed there for his university education. Anytime we met, he told me the interesting things one could find there, despite the negative perceptions about Sodom and Gomorrah. So one Friday morning, I called Abdallah and informed him of my intention to experience life in Old Fadama. It is 8 p.m. here in Old Fadama, and here I stand in front of City of God School, the only adult education school in Old Fadama. Abdallah tells me the wooden structure is a facility for adults desirous to push back the frontiers of illiteracy. Before you get to the school, there is the likelihood of mistakenly dashing into other people's rooms, as the path leading to the school is curvy. The school, as small as it is divided into 3 parts, but it has classes from 1 to class 6.
Now I can watch. Add 1 to watch.
Has heard our voices of adult students aged between 20 and 45, very attentive in class, trying to maximize the opportunity to learn. I was astonished to know that people living here are also willing to have the good things of life that education can offer. As I got closer, I met this white man in his late 60s, who is set to own the school. City of God, that is the name of the school. Interestingly, the name was given by the Metropolitan Archbishop of Accra, Most Reverend Gabriel Palmer Battle. My interaction with the owner of the school, Father Arcadio, was quite lengthy as he told me how the school started.
My name is Father Arcadio, but here they call me Bragua Ame.
Okay, born on a Saturday, right? Just from who is the Arcadio?
I am a Catholic priest, a missionary in Ghana for more than 20 years, and I've been living here. Now it's my 10th year. So I feel the call by God just to stay here, to be with people and to see with them what we can do together.
So tell me, why the name City of God for the school?
It was our Archbishop, Most Reverend Charles Palmer Buckle. Okay, the first time he came on visit, hearing that sadly the name given outside to the community was Sodom and Gomorrah, and seeing that the people here living, trying to get a living, being happy in this place, no, it's not correct. We shall call it the City of God. So
that came the name.
Yeah, that became the name. We say, all right, we accept it and we are happy about it.
You are from where?
I am from Italy.
So why this place? Why this community?
I think God chose it for me because I didn't know this place even. And it was Cass directed me to come here and to see the place. Catholic Cass for street children. It's an organization in Accra taking care of street children. We set it up. I say we because in the beginning I just rented a room. I was just 10 here. And then some young people wanted to learn to just to read and write. In the beginning we just started in the open, a pito bar with using the benches. When the number increased, we looked for a place. And we got a place here. We started with a small room. When it was full, we built on top and we enlarged a little until we have this. Now we have practically 6 classes here.
So how old is the school?
The school, practically, we started at the end of 2003, and in the beginning of 2004, we started at this place, the first classes.
So how is the patronage just compared to when it was set up?
Let us say the area has grown, the number of people the attendance in the school has been increased, the interest of people, and also with a core group of students we have become kind of almost one family. For example, a lot of our students help us for the group we have started with fire volunteers.
So roughly tell me how many people you started with and how many people you have now?
In the beginning we were just 10-15 people, and now the average attendance is between 17 and 80
for a day. You heard the proprietor of the City of God Church at Old Fadama in that interview with Yvonne Atiligo.